So I've got Jenny Sutton with me from the Shepworth Hedgehog Hospital. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to have you here. I know you're one of Phil's regular guests.
Thank you, yes.
Keeping us updated on all things hedgehogs. We'll talk about how we can protect them in the garden first of all, but how long have you volunteered at the Hedgehog Hospital?
I've volunteered about the last 2.5 years.
And what took you there? Have you always had a soft spot for hedgehogs?
I think it was finding a few sick hedgehogs in my garden and taking them there. And when the hospital was full, I overwintered one of the juveniles because there was no room for her. So that's what took me there when I retired from full-time work.
And they're fascinating little creatures. Are you still fascinated by them, still fond of them?
Yes, they're lovely. People think they all look the same, but actually they're very individual little things. They're different colours, they're different temperaments, and obviously very different sizes too.
Different temperaments? They've all got different personalities, yes, and characters?
Yes, some can be quite grumpy, but others are, once they've been handled a few times, are quite friendly.
Yes, how do they take to handling?
Initially, they're very defensive and they will curl up in a ball. But obviously, over the winter, we have them for like 2, 3, 4 months waiting for the weather to improve. So they do sort of tame off quite significantly. But as soon as we put them outside, again, in a pen, ready for release, they soon wild up again.
And what about the prickles, Jenny? Have you been jabbed and poked a couple of times? Do
they
hurt?
Yes, you do get jabbed a few times. That's not intentional, it's just when you pick them up. Yes, they can be extremely spiky, so that's good.
Yes, that's the protective defence, isn't it? That's how they protect themselves. So we're talking today about protecting hedgehogs in the garden. It's a silly question, but there are hedgehogs in gardens then, presumably?
Yes, I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a hedgehog in your garden, you are very lucky, actually.
How would you know it's there?
Sometimes you don't know, but the usual way that people know is if they leave their calling card, a little package on the lawn or on the patio somewhere. Or you might, especially this time of year, if you've got more than one, you'll hear them huffing and puffing a lot because we're coming up to the biggest breeding time now.
Yes, and now I have heard hedgehogs mating. It can be quite noisy.
Very noisy. There's a lot of huffing and puffing, and the male will circle the female for maybe up to an hour or 2 hours, and all the time there's huffing and puffing.
It's not that much different to humans, perhaps. So how do we go about protecting them, making sure that we're not hurting them? Because also this is the time of year where people start to clear their gardens, isn't it?
That's right, and that's why it's really important to sort of talk about it now, because we are coming up to gardening time, either big or small jobs, and also the breeding time when they might be making nests. So they like to nest under shrubs, in long grass, under sheds, particularly old sheds. So if you are thinking about taking your shed down, please look and see if there's any sort of tracking underneath it, and be particularly careful with the floor. If you have a compost heap, that's another place, because it's nice and warm in there. So please take the compost off with your gloved hands rather than sticking a fork in, because there may be a nest in there, either of one hedgehog, or it could be a mum with up to sort of 6 babies in there.
Oh, the little hedgehogs.
Yes, tiny little things. If the nest does get disturbed and mum runs off, then unfortunately, even with the best will in the world, the chance of hand rearing them is very, very small.
And if we do find a hedgehog, if you're going through your compost or through a leaf pile and you find a hedgehog, what do you do?
Well, best thing is not to disturb it. If it is just one hedgehog, your disturbance during the day may make it move off for the night, the next night when it comes back out again. If you do this when they're hibernating again, try and leave it undisturbed. Put the leaves back, put the compost back where it is.
So there's leaves, there's compost, but people also cut their grass this time of year. Is that a danger?
A normal lawnmower shouldn't be, because you're using it on fairly short grass, so you should see if there's anything there. But the problem is with people with very large gardens and a lot of long grass and who use a strimmer. Strimmers cause horrific injuries in hedgehogs, and we have several of them every year. So the advice really is to strim down to about a foot, check it by hand, and then continue to strim.
Would the hedgehog not run away when it hears all that activity?
No, unfortunately, hedgehogs, their natural defence is to curl in a ball and stay still, which is why they get squished on the road, which is why they will get strimmed up.
Oh, we don't like to think of that. So the things to look out for then are if you're hearing noises at night.
Yes.
If you're seeing the signs, the little packages.
The little packages, yes.
And tracks. You can sometimes see tracks, can you?
You can. If you've got long grass, you may well see that circling as an imprint on your grass.
So that's how to protect them. What if we want to encourage them? Can we put food out for them? If we put food out, what's the best thing to put out?
Yes, okay. Well, first of all, you need to make sure they can get in your garden because some of the fences are impenetrable now, especially with the concrete gravel boards that a lot of people have gone to. So first of all, making a hole so that they can get in. It doesn't need to be huge, about the size of a CD case. It could be under your gate, could be in your fence. If you don't want to cut a hole, then you can make a tunnel under the soil, and they will dig out a bit more if they want to come through into your garden. So we would really, really encourage people to do that, because if enough gardens link up, then they've got a much safer environment to go hunting for their food and for their mates as well.
What do they eat, hedgehogs?
In the wild, they'll eat all the kinds of beetles, caterpillars, slugs, snails, earthworms, that kind of thing.
So when we put food out for them, it needs to be something meaty. Are you recommending what, cat food?
Yes. Most people who put food out for wild hedgehogs will go for the dry food. So kitten biscuits, meat flavoured, no fish, or even cat biscuits are fine. They like mealworms, sunflower seeds, and always a fresh bowl of water. Even if you don't feed the hedgehogs, put out a bowl of water, because if there's no puddles, if we have a very dry spell, then they've got nothing to drink.
And no fish, just because presumably they won't eat.
Yeah, it upsets them, and so does gravy. If you were putting out wet food, so does gravy, dog or cat food. So it has to be in jelly.
Of course, the problem about putting out cat food at night is, certainly where I live, the cats get it.
Yes, okay. Very simple thing to do is to make yourself a feeding station. That can be something like one of the plastic storage boxes with a very small hole cut in it, because hedgehogs will squeeze into a very small hole, and a brick on top to stop the cats lifting it up. The food is safe and dry, and all the local cats don't come for a feast.
They're
every
cheeky,
night.
Those cats.
They are.
And of course we want to look after hedgehogs because we want to look after living creatures, but also presumably because they're part of an ecosystem as well.
Yes, and unfortunately we've managed to lose about 35 million hedgehogs in the last 50 years. So every one now is precious. So yes, we do need to look after them.
And if we, I remember finding one in my road under a car. It was alive, but it was under a car. Nobody quite knew what to do with it. If you find one sort of out of situ, as it were, in a situation like that, what would you do?
Okay, was this daytime or nighttime?
It was daytime.
Daytime, okay. Any hedgehog, with the exception of a mum, so you're looking at a big, healthy hedgehog that's running around purposefully. She may have grass, leaves in her mouth, or be looking for food. Now, that's acceptable, as long as you watch her and make sure she's okay. Any other hedgehog out in the day, particularly if they're laying there, look like they're sunbathing, or wobbly, is sick. And it needs picking up and taking to your local rescue centre.
Really? So if we see a hedgehog that's not active in the day, as you say, that means it's in distress?
Yes, it means it's sick. And they come out because they get cold. When they're sick, they get cold. So it's a little bit warmer if they come out into the sunshine. They may also be extremely hungry and thirsty.
So is this the time of year that they're waking up from hibernation?
Yes. The majority of them now will have woken up. They may, because we're having this very cold snap and we've had it very warm, they may go to sleep for another couple of nights, but generally the majority of them are out and about now.
And is this something you do at the hospital? You look after them while they're hibernating and then release them into the wild?
No, we tend to leave them obviously out in the wild to hibernate naturally. If they're in the hospital, then it's warm, they're in storage boxes, and they stay awake for the winter.
That sounds very nice, though.
So they don't hibernate.
I might come and try and hibernate at your hospital. Now, you're based out in Chepres.
We are.
Do you need volunteers?
Yes, we always need volunteers. Because a lot of our staff are students who come for a term and then move on. So there are some days that are very, very short. So we're always looking for people that are committed to helping hedgehogs.
So if people want to know more information about your work and possibly a volunteer, you're recommending people go to your Facebook page?
Yes, that's right. There's a lot of information on there about the work that we do, how to contact us, the phone number if you find a hedgehog that needs help. So yes, there's a lot of stuff on there, and particularly next week because it's National Hedgehog Awareness Week.
National? Oh, what a great week. Yes. Well, thank you, Jenny. Are you going back to the hospital now?
No, I'm not going today. I'm going to look at some gardens where we are hopefully going to be able to release hedgehogs.
Oh, lovely. Well, lovely to talk to you. Thank you,
Jenny.
Thank
you very much.